Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to COVID and the NBA. The NBA and COVID. National Basketball Association. Right now, about 90% of players are vaccinated. In the NFL, National Football League, 94% of players are vaccinated. They've done the right thing. But in the NBA, about 10% of players refuse to be vaccinated, including some really big names. And the Brooklyn Nets, a couple of others, really big names. And they are being told, and here is the NBA policy, and I think it is insufficient. I think it's weak. They're being told that they have to comply with local ordinances on vaccination. So the Brooklyn Nets are facing some of the most stringent in the country, because New York City, which is where Brooklyn is, one of the five boroughs, they have an ordinance basically that says people have to be vaccinated in public spaces. I mean, you're not going to get into some restaurants there without being vaccinated. They'll ask to see your vaccination card. And some hostesses, receptionists at restaurants have been punched by people. Those people should be prosecuted, should be put in prison. They should be locked up. But an NBA player, I love basketball. Love the NBA. Had season tickets to the Bucks for a long time. 1 year I had season tickets to all their home games, 41 of them. It was a lot of fun. I couldn't go to 41 games, gave a lot of them away, my family and friends and people at work and all that. And then I'd go to a 10-pack and then buy tickets here and there. But there's nothing better, wintertime, come to Milwaukee, Milwaukee Bucks. And not just because they won the championship. I mean, it's a terrific show, terrific sport. Some of the greatest athletes in sport. But they get in each other's face. This is not James Naismith's basketball in the 19th century. This guy, Springfield, Massachusetts, he was some kind of an athletic director kind of guy. And people were bored. And you know what he did? He put peach baskets up on each side of this court. And they had no rules. I think they ran, or they didn't have to dribble, or they didn't know what a dribble was. And when they hit it in the peach basket, they had to stop the game, bring out a ladder, climb up, and take it out. And then somebody said, hey, why don't we cut the bottom of the peach basket out? And then it went on from there. And there were rules when I was growing up, believe it or not, in women's basketball, women's teams, they could only dribble three times and had to stop. I'm not kidding. And several of their players, they could designate who, couldn't go beyond half court. They wanted to limit physical contact. They thought it was bad. And no one jumped and did anything at all, and they do set shots and all that. That's all changed. James Naismith would not recognize modern NBA basketball. These guys are magnificent athletes. They go down the court. They're 7 feet tall. They go up for a dunk. Another guy goes up and gets in their face. Their face is a couple of inches away, and they don't want one guy breathing COVID in another guy's face. The problem with the NBA rule is that they have to follow local ordinances. They play in a lot of states that don't have anything like that. You don't have to be vaccinated, and you don't even have to wear a mask. And some of the other players, the 90% are going, a guy like Giannis Antetokounmpo here in Milwaukee has been vaccinated, and he's urging people to. And guys like that don't want to have a guy in their face breathing a communicable disease at him. Why? Because with the Delta variant, even though they're vaccinated, they can pick it up. They won't go to the hospital probably. They're not going to go on a ventilator. They're not going to die. But could they give it to kids who haven't been vaccinated yet? Yeah, you can vaccinate kids now. How many people have actually done that, frankly? And you have vulnerable adults, immunocompromised, and so on. So, I'll tell you what, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, formerly Lou Alcindor, Power Memorial High School in New York, went on to be one of the, I think, the greatest basketball player in history. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, greatest basketball player in history, in my opinion. he came out and said that NBA players won't be vaccinated, shouldn't be on the team. I agree with him. I agree with Abdul-Jabbar. They should not be on the, and you know, even more so, they're going, well, there's nothing about it in the players' agreement. Too bad, so sad. This is a communicable disease. You get vaccinated or you don't play, you don't even sit on the bench, you don't get invited into the arena, and you don't get paid. For every game you don't play, you don't get paid. At every practice, every day, you don't get paid. That would be arbitrated, but there's got to be some sanctions to this thing. You can't have these people. I mean, right now, COVID has resurged because of the Delta variant to the, and because we don't have herd immunity, because over 20% of the country, more like 25%, refuses to be vaccinated. They're Trumpers. They are just seizing on it as a fetish to unite themselves around Donald Trump. Hey, I have word for you. Donald Trump got vaccinated. Donald Trump got vaccinated. He did it on the sly. He's not stupid. He didn't want to get COVID again. He got vaccinated. He doesn't go around saying that. Hey, I got something else to tell you. Ron DeSantis got vaccinated. He did it on the sly. All of these guys, Republican legislators in this state, the only one I know of who has not been vaccinated, believe it or not, is Ron Johnson. And he claims he's anti-vax. He says it's dangerous. He claims that because he had COVID and didn't die, it's like he's immune. He's Superman. Well, he's wrong. He's wrong. That does not give you sufficient antibodies. And he is continuing to put people's lives at risk by going around shooting his mouth off and saying the stupid things he does. But most of the other hacks in the Republican legislature, all of these dark money, black ops, androids, all these people, bad news, every one of them, from boss on down, they slipped in somewhere and got themselves a shot. And then they come back and say, we bad, anti-vaxxer, we bad, no mask, we bad. They sneak in there and get it on the sly. How stupid are you if you're not been vaccinated? They sneak in there and get it on the sly. And you think they don't wear masks? You think that Voss didn't show up in a spacesuit at the polls in April of 2020, where he goes, hey, it's okay in person. Yeah, just press right together. Well, why do you have that, like that beekeeper thing on your head, except it's not a beekeeper thing because it's not mesh. It looks like you could go in outer space and breathe. Is that an oxygen tank that you're, oh no, okay, and it's not that. Why that hazmat suit on you, boss? A nurse could have used that. They're short on supplies back in April of 2020. I mean, do you see these people coming around pressing the flesh? Do you see coming up to a bunch of people and breathing in their face and getting breathed in their face? They're doing it on the sly. That's what the Republican leadership are doing. So I will say this. NBA players, NFL players, any kind of player, if they are unwilling to be vaccinated, they don't get paid, they get benched, they don't get permitted into the arena. Now, here is the problem. There's a couple of them are stars, superstars, especially on the Nets, and there are others. No coach is going to give up on that. But, you know, Giannis Antetokounmpo and people like Abdul-Jabbar, who are better than they are, better basketball players, don't want to be breathed in the face when they're hitting each other, going up for a dunk. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.